If the president decides to deploy the defence force within the country or outside of the country, he has to write to parliament and he has to inform the legislature that he has done this. And he has written to the legislature to say that 1,500 SANDF members, or just short of that, are going to be deployed as of about now up until the 15th of October. And they will be stationed in northern Mozambique to help that country take on the fight against terror, particularly in the Cabo Delgado province, and that this is going to cost the taxpayer just over 984 million rand. Defence analyst Helmut Heitmann joins us now from Pretoria. Helmut, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
It sounds like quite a lot of money. I know the 1,500 soldiers don't come cheap, but if you think that it is a deployment of effectively 2.5 months, 984 million rand sounds like quite a lot of money to a layperson. To a defense analyst, does it seem about right?
It also sounds a little bit high, but it depends what all gets deployed, you know, and what all gets counted. Are they counting the salaries that would be paid anyway as part of this, or are they just counting the incremental cost? I would like to think it's just the incremental cost. But remember, the requirement really, it hasn't been raised, but if you looked at the force design there you came up with, would require the Navy to deploy 2 frigates and a submarine, and the Air Force to also deploy a maritime surveillance aircraft. And keeping some ships on station for 3 months is not a cheap exercise. They burn a lot of diesel, the crews get their seagoing allowances, et cetera. Also, at least 2 of the helicopters are going to be South African. They're also not cheap to fly. So I think if you add all that up, then it becomes quite a pretty penny. And there's no easy way around it.
Yes, I know that there are going to be some listeners who are going to say we have much more important things to spend 984 million rand on than protecting people in northern Mozambique and people and institutions, installations, infrastructure in northern Mozambique. I know what my answer to them would be, but I'm interested to know what your answer would be.
Look, I mean, your immediate gut feel would be that, yes, I see why, particularly after the experience we just had. But if we take a longer-term view, it's not in our interest for any country in the neighborhood to fall apart. Not only can it spread, and something like Islamist terrorism, which is part of it's not the whole problem, it's part of the problem, certainly does tend to spread. So that would become a problem. Also, in our own interest, we actually would like Mozambique to be, and in fact all our neighboring countries, to be stable and prosperous, because we are a manufacturing economy and they're potentially our most profitable market. The more we can export, the more people we can employ. So it's actually in our own selfish self-interest to do something to try and stabilize the situation there. Whether we've moved in time, whether, I think not, we should have done this last year, whether the force that the SADC came up with is adequate, again, I think not, it isn't, it's a bit of a joke. It's not going to be able to do the job, and of course 3 months is nowhere nearly long enough to do anything. So I'm presuming there's some arcane bureaucratic reason for making it 3 months and then later extending it.
Because my first thought, well, I had many first thoughts. No, you can only have one first thought. But one of my early thoughts was that how much can you do? Exactly that where you finished the helmet. What can you do in 3 months? We spend 984 million rand and then we pull out. And how much stability has our presence and the presence, because there are roughly 1,000 Rwandan troops either there or are about to be there. And perhaps other SADC countries might contribute military personnel, military material, I don't know. But really, in 3 months' time, will the situation have been stabilized to the point where the risks that you pointed out that we want to avoid will have been minimized to the point of probably won't happen?
Nowhere nearly. This is effectively a counterinsurgency campaign. Whether it's a true insurgency or primarily terrorist and or criminal based, it's probably a mixture of a real insurgency, Islamist terrorism and criminal activity and some corruption on the part of government. Anything like that usually takes years to resolve and typically take anything up to a decade. Doesn't mean necessarily everybody has to stay there that decade, but it takes years to resolve. I mean, look at the very similar situation in the east of the Congo. Monarch Fort has been there since, the late 90s. In fact, the early 90s, some of them, and it's still rumbling on. You know, it takes a lot of time because you have, to use an Afrikaans word, you have a Buddha twist going on. And when it becomes a family issue, it becomes really very nasty and mean. And you essentially have to wait for the first generation of people who are killing each other to retire into old age homes and wheelchairs and hope that the next generation is a bit more rational and gets away from it. That's essentially what it amounts to. It takes a lot of time. There's no quick fix. And if you think there's a quick fix, you're fooling yourself, because all you're going to do is go in, run around a little bit, make some noise, hope you've achieved something, go away, and a few months later it all blows up again. We've seen that often enough in various countries around the world over time now.
But on balance, Helmut, you would support this deployment. You'd question the short time. I mean, if you want to achieve something, 3 months is probably not going to get you anywhere close to that goal. But on balance, you'd support this deployment.
Yeah, I think we needed to go in there. I would have liked to have seen us go in with a rather more substantial force. In fact, I would have liked to see the SANDF and then have others follow on to stabilize, because it would be so much easier if the forces of just one country are doing the initial operation because they speak the same language, their radios are compatible, etc., etc., and then hand off to other forces to do the stabilization and go home. And the obvious guys for stabilization work in Mozambique would be the Angolans, because they speak Portuguese. That would be an ideal. This mixed bag, and now it's going to be very complex. There's an SADC force itself mixed. There's the Rwandans. There's going to be an EU training team with its own protection element. And then the Mozambique forces. So the coordination is going to be a bit of a good trick. But I think it's something we needed to do, like it or not. You don't really want this sort of thing happening in your neighborhood. And if you don't do something about it, either nobody will and it just gets worse. Somebody from way outside the region does something, but they do it in their interests, not ours.
Helmut, thank you very much for sharing your analysis with us. Helmut Heitmann is a defense analyst.